Hello?
Hi, good evening. My name is Ed. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. We are conducting an opinion survey about issues facing your community and the nation. Your individual answers are confidential. Am I speaking with Linnea?
What is this for?
It's a National Opinion Survey. And
Okay.
This is Linnea, correct?
Yes, that would be true.
Thank you. Okay. Yes. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we are calling you on a cell phone, so we will make this as quickly as possible, and we really appreciate your time. Are you in a place where we can talk?
It's fine.
Okay, thank you. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Are you 18 years of age and registered to vote?
Yes.
You're not registered to vote?
I said yes, I am.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president, Congress, and other officers? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will vote.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we have everyone that we're talking to, can you please tell me your age?
I'm in my 50s.
In your 50s? You don't have to tell me. If you don't feel comfortable, I don't have to know.
No, I don't think you need to know that.
No problem. I can leave that blank. Just to be sure that we represented everyone, may I ask your race?
I'm white.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
So I think that's an interesting question.
Is that a trick question?
The question is, am I happy where the country is headed, or am I happy to where it's headed under President Biden?
Well, actually...
See, that's what I think this question is a little deceiving, because I'm not happy with the direction of the country, but I am in support of what Biden has been doing.
Okay, I understand that. But if you're not happy, that means that you're dissatisfied, because all they're asking is everything, not just the President Joe Biden at the last 4 years.
They never ask, the question never distinguishes between those.
Yeah,
so
I know.
The general behavior of people in our country right now.
Would you say you're dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
I would say dissatisfied.
Thank you.
Maybe,
now I'd like you to raise your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using the scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of that personal organization, just say so. Okay, the first one is public schools. How do you feel about them? From 0 to 100.
Well, I don't know. I mean, what do you mean how I feel about it? I'm very supportive of public schools, and I think we should invest more into them.
So can you give me a number between 0 and 100?
If it's like whether I think we should support our public schools, I would say 100.
Okay, thank you. How about public charter schools?
Public what?
Charter schools. It's just another form of public school. But it'll do, you know, different.
I am negative on any of the for-profit charter schools. I would say I am a 0. For nonprofit, there's a little bit of a wiggle room, but generally.
Have you ever heard of them, or you have no opinion on them?
Oh, charter schools. I mean, in general, I'm against charter schools. There are some that I believe are okay.
Okay.
But I generally am against them, so.
So a number between 0 and 100?
I put it at 5.
Okay, thank you. okay? There's no right or wrong. Okay, Black Lives Matter or BLM? How do you feel about that? Black
about
Lives
what?
Matter or BLM. Black Lives Matter.
I don't know. I would.
Do you have a good point. Between 0 and 100? Do you have a number or do you have no opinion?
Make it 60, but we could do 75%. I don't know. It's
okay. Thank you. How about the okay, no problem. How about the American Federation of Teachers or AFT? Have you ever heard of them?
Yeah, I don't know what I think of that. I don't know who they are.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. How about the public school teachers? How do you feel about them?
Well, having been raised by one, I'd have to say 100.
Okay, thank you. How about Donald Trump?
I would put that at a 0.
Okay. How about Joe Biden?
I would put him at an 80.
Thank you. How about your local school board?
Seventy-five.
Thank you. And how about critical race theory or CRT?
I think it's a graduate school thing that I don't really have to worry about, but generally I don't have a problem with it, so I'd say 75.
How much? 75, you said?
Yeah, I'll put 75. I think
25 or 75?
75, favorable.
I'm sorry, say that again?
I would put the favorable, 75.
Okay, thank you. That's what I thought you said. That's what I have.
Yeah, it's a graduate program. I don't know why we're talking about it.
Okay. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, yet fair, or poor?
I think they're excellent. My local schools.
Oh, what would you rate? Excellent?
Or good to excellent. I don't know. Some up there.
Okay. Now, next, would you say that public schools or charter schools do a better job at educating students? Public school,
No? I think public schools do a better job.
Okay.
From what schools I know of.
Okay. And now would you say much better or somewhat better? Public schools do a much better job or somewhat better job?
I would say, that's a regional thing. We have no charter schools around us, and the ones I know of are terrible. So yes, I'd say better.
Much better or somewhat
much
better?
Better.
Okay, thank you.
Much better.
Thank you. Okay, how important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each other following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means it is very important for public schools to prepare students, 5 means that it is somewhat important for public schools to prepare students, and 0 means that it is not important at all for public schools to prepare students regarding this topic. You can use any numbers between 0 and 10. Become more organized and have structure. Sure, then, what you give me?
Wait, I couldn't, you're kind of muffled. I couldn't quite understand. What school are you talking about? The public school?
Public schools, yeah. Well, you think that a 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's very important to become more organized and have structure. In other words, the public school teach you that. Do you think that that's true, or 5 means that is somewhat important for public schools to prepare students, and 0 means that is not important at all for public schools to prepare students regarding this topic? Become more organized and have structure.
I think it's important.
0 to 10. Very important, somewhat important, or any number in between 0 to 10?
7.
Thank you. How about embrace American values and be proud American citizen?
Can you repeat that?
Yeah, embrace American values and be proud American citizens. 0 to 10.
Who? Who
the
should
school?
Be?
No.
The school.
the public school, do you believe that the public schools are prepared students to embrace American values and be proud of American citizens? If you don't believe that, then it's not that important at all. If you think it's somewhat important, that's a 5. If you think it's very important, that's
I'll
a 10.
I'll think it's 7. I'll say 7.
Thank you. How about truthfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad?
I think it's important. 10.
10? 0 or 10? Or any number in between? Very important is a 10.
I think it's important for people to know their history.
Very important. Would you give it a 10, a 9, an 8?
I'd give it a 10. Right now, our country needs more understanding of history.
Thank you, ma'am. Provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting. You think that's important?
Yes, I would say an 8.
Okay, thank you. How about help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market?
I would give that an 8.
Thank you. How about our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting?
As far as what the schools should do or what people should do?
Well, you know, our responsibility. They're trying to say that if you think that that's important for the public schools to teach their children, their students.
I would say it's an 8. I mean,
thank
there's
you.
A lot of things they need to learn. It's up there.
Thanks.
It's a priority.
Yes, ma'am. I agree. Would you say that your state spends just about the right amount, too much or not enough on public school education?
Not enough.
Thank you. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory, or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
I'd say whatever in the middle.
A little? A little? Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in kindergarten through 12th grade public school, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Will you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Yes.
I strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I'd say strong.
Somewhat agree?
What was that?
Somewhat agree on that, right? You say strongly agree or somewhat agree? Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from private school? A lot, a little, nothing at all?
A lot.
Thank you. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. A certain amount of politics. I'm sorry?
Yeah. I strongly disagree with banning books.
Okay. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. A certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Do you agree or disagree on that statement?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Thank you. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents should not be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree or disagree?
I strongly
thank you.
Agree that they should not have a role. Well, they should not have a say.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say will help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. Teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation, do you support or oppose?
Support.
You support? I strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly support.
Thank you. How about increasing teacher pay? Do you support or oppose?
I strongly support.
Thank you. How about removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics? Do you support or oppose?
I oppose strongly.
Okay, thank you. Adding armed security guards to patrol all kindergarten to 12th grade school public schools. Do you support or oppose?
That one I don't know. I don't know that that's the answer. So
okay.
I don't really.
No problem. If you don't know, that's okay. Raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements. Do you support or oppose?
I support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for kindergarten to 12th grade public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to kindergarten to 12th grade public school curriculum?
I support it.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to reach some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it very convincing argument, a 5 means that it's somewhat convincing argument, and 0 means that it's not at all convincing argument. You can use any number between 0 and 10. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. This attempts to rewrite history not only diminishes the injustice experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. From 0 to 10, do you find that convincing? 0 is not at all convincing, 5 is somewhat convincing, and 10 is very convincing.
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat convincing, thank you. Working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It is also the smart move for kids of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. And exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that college and employers value. From 0 to 10, do you find that convincing or not?
I find that convincing. I have a background in anthropology.
Okay. So what number would you give me from 0 to 10?
I'd say 9.
Thank you. Now, we don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform a surgery, or at carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school curriculum, not parents, and certainly not politicians. Do you find that convincing from 0 to 10, or not at all convincing?
Convincing.
From 0 to 10, what number would you give me?
8.
Thank you. Okay, now sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect. I know, that's why I said sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their opinion. So I'm asking you again to see if you change yours. That's all.
okay.
I know you already told me. But, you know, that's why I said in there. So public school students should learn about history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Yes, strongly.
Thank you. You didn't change your mind. switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What was the last year of schooling that you have completed?
A bachelor's.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, a student, or a homemaker?
Employed part-time.
Thank you. Are you married? I'm married, living with a partner, single, separated, with divorce, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Traditionally independent.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
As of this week, I have an 18-year-old. They're moving out.
So they're not going to be there, right? So
for the last 3 days, he won't be living here.
Yeah. Are they younger than 18? Or 18? No. No, okay.
Yeah.
And also, you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household. Do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
A private school?
A public school.
Public school, yes.
Thank you. And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or home school in the last 10 years?
A private college, but not a private school otherwise.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever or never?
I'll say once or twice a month.
Thank you. For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if it applies to you personally or to someone in your household. Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian? Does that apply or does not apply at all? In your household?
Christian, but not fundamental.
No, a born again. A born again evangelical.
No, not born again.
They talk about, okay, thank you. Is an educator, such as a teacher, a professor, or a classroom aide. Does that apply?
I work as a substitute teacher.
Okay.
But I don't have a teaching certificate.
Okay. So you work as a classroom aide? Something like that?
I guess I have, yeah.
Okay, so that applies to you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. You've been great. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Take care.
Who is this for?
It's a national opinion survey, you know, and your opinion is very important to success with this surveys nationally, every state.
What
because
company?
The election, National Opinion Survey, that's the name of the company.
That's the name of the company? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's one. I didn't realize that's the name. Okay, that sounds
okay.
Good. Have a good evening.
Thank you. You too. Take care.
Bye. Okay. Bye.